Good morning, good afternoon,
Thank
and good
you.
evening to everyone. On today's AP Rallo monthly call on Tuesday, the 28th of January at 0500 UTC, we have Cyrinush Vardanyan, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Hong Xue, Pavan Podrani, Holly Raich, Tomohiro Fujisaki, Yanis Lee, Maureen Hilliard, Gunella Aspring, Jahangir Hussain, Ali Al-Mishal, Satish Babu, and Suhaidi Hassan. Apologies noted from Fahd Batane and Julie Hammer. From staff today, we have Silvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. Salanieta Tamanikai-Waimara has also joined the call. Welcome, Sala. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. Thank you, and over to you, Cyrinush.
Thank you, Gisela. Thank you, and welcome everyone again. And let's not lose time. Just move to the second action point in our agenda. I would like to welcome our new LSE signature, Rallo. We have Internet Society Bangladesh Dhaka chapter, Internet Society Pakistan Islamabad chapter, and Internet Society Japan chapter. And it's lovely to see them also joining this call. Welcome to AT Rallo, and I'm looking forward to our fruitful cooperation and hope to see you in Singapore. Moving forward, we have AT Rallo ALS Spotlight. Just for the newcomers to say that we usually hit each and every ALS during one of the calls to present their organization. And for today, we have Chinese Domain Name Users Alliance. And Hong, the floor is yours. Thanks for volunteering.
Well, thank you, Cyrinush. I've sent my slides to Silvia. I wonder whether it could be shared on the screen.
Here they are.
Oh, yes. One is coming to save our precious time with a very heavy agenda today. So yes, that's cool. Okay. Chinese Domain Names Users Alliance is one of the large structures certified by ICANN. And is a member of AP Rallo. Next page. The CDNUA, it is a user organization, is based in Beijing. Its mission is to facilitate facilitating and promoting the Chinese individual internet user to participate in the internet governance activity at ICANN, IGF, AP Rallo, and the other international forum. The CDNUA has been a forum for outreach, coordination, and exchange of information and knowledge in the Chinese internet user community. And the CDNUA is particularly active in advocating for the public interest in the IDN-related policy. Next page. Okay, here is a snapshot of the major activities that's been carried out by this user organization. I summarize in three aspects. The first area is advocacy, and I call it community policy building. We can't really make the policy, but probably this is a good channel to facilitate the public consultation in the policy-making process. The second area is outreach. The third one is capacity building. I'm going to go through these three areas. Next page, please. Okay, the first area, advocacy. You can see this is one of the major advocation we've done at ICANN through a joint meeting of seven at-large structure in Chinese-speaking communities. We take advantage of the ICANN Beijing meeting, where all seven Chinese-speaking at-large structures representatives are there. And thank you very much for AB Relo's strong support. I guess Holly, who was the chair of AB Relo, kindly joined the meeting and present her support for the Chinese-speaking community. This joint meeting is not only for the information exchange. It's actually made a consensus statement and was presented at ICANN public forum. It is primarily about the trademark clearinghouse in the new GTLD program and IDN variants. I must say this is a very important achievement done in the Chinese-speaking user community. The consensus statement presented at ICANN was very much taken into consideration eventually in the policy building process. And thank you very much for the strong support from AP Relo and ALUG. It was eventually submitted, of course, through an ALUG statement to the ICANN board. And ICANN board in Durban is kindly organized two sessions in both very inconvenient time zones to talk with the ALUG at large representative to discuss what is the issue between the TMCH and IDN variants. And finally, ICANN, I guess ICANN board, directed its staff to revise its TMCH implementation requirements and change those requirements as incompatible with the IDN variants in the process of Sunrise registration and trademark claims. It is particularly helpful for the Chinese character user community. But it still has some issues with the Arabic community. I guess our colleagues at large are still working on that. But this is an achievement we've done through this consensus building right advocacy. The second area is on outreach. The user organization should provide the valuable information to its local community regarding the new policies at ICANN, so it lets the user community aware of its rights and responsibility in the new scenario. For example, what is being showed is a seminar organized by CDNOA, dispute resolution policies in new GTLD program. It was organized on January 18, 2013. So that's actually a dialogue between the domain name industry, dispute resolution service providers, such as the Asia Domain Name Dispute Resolution Center, ADNDRC, and the local user communities. They want to know what is the impact of this SDRP, the Sunrise DRP, and what will happen if the service provider is going to implement the rapid suspension system, whether there will be impact on the data protection for this rapid suspension, and what is the regulation for the for the operation of the registry and registrars. And of course, they are very interested in the, for example, the PIC DRP, this whole very new designs from ICANN. Next page, this is another international conference organized by CDNOA. Its name is Intellectual Property and the User Experience, and the Technological Innovation from the User's Perspective, organized in May 2013. This conference is not only about dispute resolution, it's also about another other right protection measures in the new GTLD programs. Since we realize that the user community are not really fully aware of the new mechanism that is growing every day. For example, the very new privacy and the proxy accreditation services, but they're interested. The domain name system involves a large amount of user data, and they are very concerned about what will be handled by the industry and what their obligation to the authority for submission. So these are very valuable information sharing session. The user community actually raised many questions, the industry this is unfortunate. I assume ICANN should do more. The industry should make them more aware of the new obligation to the users I assume that is something that ALOC and AP Relo could do along with the user organization in local community. The very last aspect is outreach. The very last aspect is capacity building is on training. What I'm showing in very small character on the screen is called the Asia-Pacific Internet Leadership Project. This is very much similar to the one that's been organized very successfully in Europe for 7 years consecutively. This is called Summer School on Internet Governance. In Asia-Pacific, it's so wide, as you mentioned, that it's not very reasonable to call it summer school because we have some regions with all-year summer. So we changed the name. But it's a capacity building program, and one of the big differences between the Asia-Pacific one and the European one is this is a free. So all the teachers, these professors, volunteer their time and energy to serve the community. And because it is all free to the participants, it is not very sustainable. It was organized once, sponsored by my university in Beijing in July 2011. And because there's no resources to continue, so we were suspended for 2 years. This year, ICANN regional hub kindly supported again. So it will be relaunched in Beijing and Singapore in March 2014. So I'm moving on to the next slides. All are very, very welcome. Only if ICANN's new program, such as the one that's going to be presented, is called COPE, is going to sponsor new participation. That's very great. It is free. So if you manage to go to Beijing, if you will be available in Singapore, you're very, very welcome. Please join us. And look at the last slide. It's a big horse. This is Chinese year of horse. So horse year is a good
Yay.
Year. It means we were moving very fast. Thank you. Back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Hong. And also congratulations with New Year in your part of the world. So it's really very important presentation. And your help and your support in Aturalo is just without any comment. Thank you very much for this presentation. And I'm happy to announce that Ellen also volunteered to present Internet NZ for the next Aturalo LS Spotlight. This is great. Thank you very much, Hong, once again. And let's move to the next action in our agenda. So we are in the process, as many of you can be aware, we are in the process of preparing MOU with APNIC and APTLD, I would like to ask Holly and Maureen to update where we are now.
Maureen, do you want to go first? This is Holly for the transcript records. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Okay. Can everyone hear me okay? It's Maureen here.
Yes, Maureen.
Okay, thank you. First of all, the APNIC MOU, this has been out since we introduced the MOU for APNIC at the Buenos Aires meeting. So it's been out there for quite a while. There are no comments made on the workspace. I think the only comment that I would probably make is that in the agreement section, does everybody have that? Does everybody have access to that that page? And one of the agreements, there's a little bit of redundancy, and I think we can probably just change that. It's sort of like repetitive. But I think the MOU for APNIC is pretty much all set to go. What would you say, Holly?
Yeah, I would say it is. I would say that the one thing left is just somewhere in the showcase event to make room for some kind of, I don't know, presenting something to Paul Wilson so that we can sort of officially say this is the MOU and and he can sign it, and it can all be sort of an event as part of the Singapore showcase, if that's okay. And if we have agreement on the other MOU, that would be a really good time to launch both, I think, given that it's in, you know, it's the AP Rallo managing this Singapore meeting. Okay.
Okay. I think that if we, so can we move on to the APTLD one MOU now? This is, in preparation for this meeting, we feel like yesterday gathered together a group of people, and I do have to thank Sala for her great work that she put into preparing this for this meeting. So we've got a, so we've actually got something to discuss, and thank you very much, Sala, and to Don Hollander and Sirinush for their contributions as well. But what we've got, and I'll just add that to the... Oh no, wrong one. APTLD. Sorry, I'm just trying to get these documents for you. In this document, we would like to get some comments. We've only just, this is the first airing of the document, so we would like the ALSs to make comments on it before we sort of like move ahead. I think that the one of the conditions that we sort of like did make when we were asking for the document to be drawn up is that we wanted to keep it pretty succinct and keep it high level, so that we've got information that is, for example, in this document we've got the where Sala has, whereas these are the important issues about what APTLD is all about and what AP Rallo is all about in relation to each other. And then we've got various sections below that, sharing of information, research, meeting attendance, trainings, awareness and outreach, capacity building, and appointment of liaisons. And I just sort of like feel that we could probably make those a little bit more concise. And so we're probably going to need a group of volunteers to act as pen holders and to just have a little go at reducing that, but trying to keep all those elements that are actually mentioned in there as much as possible. But one thing that I did like in this one, which we haven't got in the APNIC one, was the contact details of the liaison people representing each of those groups, that it would be a good idea to actually have a liaison person from AP Rallo and from the other organisation, keeping those links keeping intact so we're always regularly updated. So just a little bit, Polly, if you'd like to add some more about what else we need to do.
Yes, Holly, you have your hand raised, please.
Yeah.
Hand raised.
I think it's a good idea to just let everybody read through this document. My inclination would be to make it a little bit more high level, and I just haven't had time to put in the comments, but that's probably what I do, but I'd certainly like to hear from everyone else. I think this has got to be a group effort. My suggestion immediately was, instead of putting in individual links to liaison people, on the ICANN page, on our own page, we actually have details against each ALS, so it may make more sense to simply say, if you want to contact an ALS, here is the link to the entire list, and then, of course, it's up to each ALS to make sure that those contact details are up to date. But that may make a lot more sense than trying to do anything else. Now, I had one question, Maureen, because when I looked at their website, it wasn't clear to me, do they only represent CCTLDs or do they represent all top-level domains in the region? Because I read a couple of things on the website. I thought it was just CCTLDs, and then I read something else that made me think otherwise. So I think that needs clarification.
Right.
Thank you, Holly.
We'll get that clarified.
Yep.
You want to say something on that?
I just wanted to say yes. There are these issues we will need to get clarified and to include them as required to make it all clear to everybody. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Maureen and Holly, and really thank you, Sala, for moving this forward. We put the in the action item that all Aetorolo LSs should comment by the end of this week. Just we need to finalize this. This is very detailed MOU, I agree, but this is what John from APTLD would like to be on this paper. So we can just comment on this and have our suggestions to him to have final. And just for everyone to know, we are planning to sign officially MOUs with APTLD and APNIC during our Singapore showcase. So we will have allocated time for that during the showcase. Is there any other questions from the group? If no, we'll just move to the next agenda item, briefing on current ELAC consultations and initiatives. And Olivier, please, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Sir Nourish. It's Olivier Capanablanc. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Fantastic. I'm going to ask you first, before we start, to reload your AP Rallo monthly call agenda page, because I've updated the briefings and so on. So you'll be able to link up over to the policy advice development page, which has got all of the current policy development that are under discussion. There's been quite a lot of activity in the month of January and in the late month of December. And we've had a handful of additional statements that has been sent. The three which are currently being worked on and which are actually, one of which is under a voting already. The first one is the draft vision, mission, and focus areas for a five-year strategic plan. The ALAC is voting on this. Tijani Benjema held the pen on this, and it's a short statement that supports the work of the, supports the five-year strategic plan, but points out a few things that the ALAC would like to add in the strategic plan. I invite you all, if you are interested in this, to have a look at it. And of course, there was some input from your region on this, since the ALAC Finance and Budget Subcommittee that got told that they have to work this out. So that's under voting at the moment already. The next one is the draft criteria and process for a selection of a multi-stakeholder ethos award pilot program. And that's ICANN that has recognized the comments from many parts of the community where supporting organization and advisory committee chairs and board members and people high up in the ICANN hierarchy often get thanks and all sorts of recognition. But the people working deeply in working groups and sometimes in more than one community are seldom recognized. And so the ICANN has come up with a starting set of the type of candidates that they're looking for, and they're asking for the community to make more suggestions as to what the qualities of those candidates should be to receive that award. Then the third one is the review of the trusted community representation in the Root Zone DNSSEC key signing ceremonies. For those of you who don't know what DNSSEC is, it's a means of putting some kind of digital key that is used then for the updating of DNS entry, dynamic naming system entries. That's a kind of updating of the naming system that runs on the Internet with trusted keys. And if you have a chain of trust, as they call it, it goes all the way up to the all the way up the hierarchy to the top of the pyramid where you have the root zone, which is the DNS, the center of the world of the naming system, if you want. And for this, you need to have some people who hold those digital keys, who are trusted members of the community. So I kind of thinking of changing that the process a little bit, and is asking for people to make some suggestions as to how the community could be better represented. It's quite an interesting process, actually, and it's, although this has been sent over to our technical issues working group, it's something which actually might be of interest to everyone. Very interesting way of enabling trust on the internet worldwide. And for this, we're still wondering whether we should be submitting a statement or not. These are the three that are currently under discussion. And of course, I remind you all, there is a link in your agenda to the policy advice development page. That's where all of the at-large at-large policy development takes place. That gets updated on a daily basis. So if you are interested in this, I invite you to be able to look at this. Remember, you don't need to be on the ALAC itself to be a pen holder. In fact, you're highly encouraged to hold the pen on issues, even if you're not ALAC. Being a pen holder is a great way to get involved with ICANN policy work. A very good step forward. I'm open for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Olivier. This is Silanus for the record. Yes, I just would like to highlight for the newcomers who are present now in this call that it's if you are not an ALAC member, it doesn't mean that you can't comment. So please, the information which is coming from ALS is very much important, and your voice matters. So please comment on the policy development, on any idea open for comment. So please, make your voice heard. Thank you very much once again, Olivier, and for this brief explanation of the current process. And let's move to the next agenda item. It's a briefing on crop, and Ali and Cheryl, I would like you to come up with the explanation also for the newcomers, what is crop. Thank you very much. Ali or Cheryl, yes?
Sirinush, I'm sorry. It's still Olivia. Yeah, I was going to
yes,
say that.
Yes, Olivia, yes.
Hong has her hand up.
Hong? Ah, yes. Sorry, Hong, please.
Oh, I have a quick question to Olivia. It is about the recent decision made to ALAC filed community objection regarding dog health. I wonder whether ALAC is going to file a reconsideration to ICANN board, or this is a final decision. Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Hong. It's Olivier speaking. Now, I cannot speak on behalf of the ALAC because it hasn't looked at this yet, and it will be announced this afternoon that, I think it has been announced in some of our lists, that the three objections, which actually ended up with two objections, with one of the applicants dropping out, but the two objections to Dot Health have been refused. The two objections have been refused, and so the current review group is considering its options, and it will be asking the ALAC also to consider its options. One of the problems is with regards to the reconsideration request. We're not quite sure that there is a reconsideration possibility with this type of decision, because the decision was made by an examiner at the International Chamber of Commerce. So we would have to have a look at this closely. And then the other thing is reconsideration requests in ICANN. If one looks at the small print, it really doesn't mean the board, if it makes a decision, it would not reconsider it if it had made the decision with knowledge of all of the information that is at hand, if there's no new knowledge, or if there is no procedural error that happened. So on that occasion, even if it was not an ICC, an International Chamber of Commerce decision, but if it was a decision from the board itself, then it would probably be unlikely that the board would go forward with any kind of consideration. Now, I'm not an expert in the fine print details of this, and it might well be that the ALEC might wish to comment on the actual, either the process or comment on the decision that was made. That's a question that will be asked a few hours from now on the ALEC call. But thank you for bringing this up, Hong.
Yeah, thank you, Hong, and thank you, Olivier, for your response. Now, Klopp, Cheryl, Ali.
Thank you very much. Ali, do you want to go ahead?
Ali?
We see your microphone, but we're not hearing you.
Can you speak now, Ali? I know that this is your working hour.
Star 7 to unmute if you're muted.
Oh, here we go. He's talking. No, we can't hear you, Ali.
No, Ali, we can't hear you.
It looks like he's trying to work through the Adobe Connect connection.
Yeah.
Perhaps staff can make some magic happening. Okay, Ali, let me jump in while
hello?
Do you
hear me now?
Perfect. Yes, perfect.
Yes.
Thanks, Ali.
Yes, Ali. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. No problem. Sorry for that. Okay, then. For the CROB, I have been sending some reminders with regard to the CROB because we haven't seen any initiative yet coming from AP Rallo, and you know that we are having a very limited time frame for that. So there have been some initiative from different Rallos, and they are very much active in that, while from our region, till now we haven't received any proposal. So I was just wondering, and we will be definitely losing such great opportunities. I have looked into some of the events that is available during the time of March and April, and I think some of them in June, and I have shared it with the group. Maybe some of them is good, some of them is not, and some of them are with addition. But really, we need to look into it. Otherwise, the more we wait or delay that, the more we are losing. And I don't see that we are progressing good from our region at all, while the other region are doing a very great job in their proposals. Thank you.
If I may, Cheryl, here, Sirenush, just before you go to Holly.
Hello.
It's interesting because
hello?
I too... Yes, can you hear me or not? Can you hear me or
yes,
not?
Yes, Cheryl. Yes, we can hear you, Cheryl.
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay. Excellent. Okay.
Can you share? I don't know about the rest.
Thank you. Following on from Ali and Cheryl here, I too have looked at the available and opportunistic places that we might be able to go, remembering that it takes 6 to 8 weeks, 8 weeks probably, 6 weeks minimum, to process a request for travel support. For those of you who are new to these calls, the CROP program is a pilot program. It's only going to operate to effectively 30 June this financial year. It's possible for each regional at large organisation, as well as other parts of ICANN, but for ourselves, regional organisation, which is in our case AP Rallo, to apply for up to 5 pieces of travel support. Those pieces of travel support, and they are only travel support, they are not registration fees or anything else, would be for 2 nights and 3 days to undertake regional outreach. which will be in some way distinguished and quite clearly in support of the strategic planning initiative that work for ICANN and also for the regional vice presidents programs. Now, to that end, of course, we have most of the opportunities in our region occurring either in February, so things like apricot were out, where there was no way that any crop permission could have been done for apricot. We, however, also find that a lot of our other opportunities, many of our IGF initiatives, for example, are running after 30 June. So even things like having the ability to support someone to attend the PAC-INET meeting, which would be another ideal opportunity for outreach in Oceania, that falls outside of the dates. So Ali has said he's sent, and it would probably be a good idea, Ali, to send them again to the list, a couple of possibilities. But what we really need to do is look for opportunities where we can have outreach. It has to be travel within the region. It is only up to 3 days and two nights. It is travel only, accommodation, and I believe there's a small per diem. It has to be within region, and if we like, we could send more than one person to the same event. So if we could identify something running in the late March, April, May, June period, we could in fact deploy a couple of those available slots for the one activity. It's certainly something that I would like to think our at-large structures might be able to have a look at. For example, right now we have Sahida doing an IPv6 workshop in Langkawi Island, but of course, again, it fits in this January-February time. So please look to your local and sub-regional and regional opportunities. Ellen, can I ask you, when is the Nefui planned for this year? Do we know yet? Is that something that will be before June? That's while Ellen types that, if not speaks, early July. See, again, nearly all the opportunities seem to be falling outside our timing. So we really need to look very closely at some opportunities, or at least one or two good ones, that will be occurring after February and before 30 June. Please get back to Ali and I. We certainly don't want to miss this opportunity. Ali and I are your nexus into these things, and we also serve on the team that does the filtering for all of the regions. PETA, the Pacific Island Telecommunications Association, has its AGM, according to Ganilla, no program at this stage. Ganilla, and thanks for that too, Ellen, PETA being 7 to 11 of April. If you two believe that is the type of opportunity where appropriate outreach that will fit with the key strategic values that we have running and that the regional vice president and office will be supportive of, I would strongly encourage you to get together and to make a suggestion. And please, what it might be a good idea is put things to the list. And then we all know what our possibilities, and if we can get five separate events or two events with more than one person going, we need to exploit this, because as a pilot, it has to be a success. Obviously, outreach, in our ideal world, if I may speak to what Ali and I would like to see in a perfect world, we would like to see at least three things happening. One thing in Oceania, one thing in our Western Asia area, and one thing in Central or Eastern Asia. Now, if we could do that, we would be very happy indeed. So come up with some concepts and we will do our very best to support them and get together. Thank you.
Thank you, Ali and Cheryl, and thank you for this explanation. Yes, timing is an issue for crop during this pilot phase, but we need to identify the appropriate event as soon as possible. So please contact Ali and Cheryl if you have any clarification issue or if you have any event to be identified within crop. Thank you very much. And let's move to another agenda item 7, Singapore showcase. Just I'll give you a brief update of what has been discussed during our January 14th call. So we came up with a couple of clarifications and also the topic, the title of our event showcase will be Celebrating Diversity, and I haven't seen any objections related to this. So Celebrating Diversity is what Aotearoa is. It will be the title of our showcase, and we are now also in the process of finalizing the invitation letters for speakers. Ganella and I also provided a quick with the information related to disability group, whom we would like to invite. So hopefully soon we'll have updates who is interested to come there and if someone is interested to have a speech during the showcase. We will have also our next organizing committee meeting on February 6th to finalize some action items which are posted online as well. Also, we are in the process of finalizing the budget, what we need, and to apply to for sponsorship to different people, organizations. Yes, Olivia, you have your hand raised.
Thank you very much.
Olivia?
Yes, thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Sarah. Just regarding disability issues, just to let you know that the ALAC will be discussing the creation of an ad hoc working group on disability issues later on in a few hours' time. I can't really tell you much about it at the moment, but it's coming up. And you're the first ones to know about it. That's the privilege you get for being early on in the time zones. Thank you.
Oh boy.
Thank you very much, Olivia. And yes, answering to Holly's question, we will send official invitation to Paul and Don, to APTLG and APNIC, and asking them to come. I'm not sure if I can will fund their participation, but however, they will be invited. The invitations will be sent to them as well, as we are going to sign the MOUs with them during the Singapore showcase. So several details will be discussed during our next call on February 6th. If people are interested to come, please join us during that meeting. Any questions? They will be there, Holly. Excellent. So, but we'll send the official invitations to them. Thank you very much, Holly, for that invitation, for that information. Maureen, please.
Thank you. This is Maureen for the record. I just have a question or query for anyone who has not handed me their photograph for the brochure and is on the call. Would you please get that to me as soon as possible? The brochure is looking very nice. And I think that what it's going to be is a takeaway for everybody, and they'll be able to recognise everyone who is an ALS member in Aotearoa. And it certainly does show how we are celebrating diversity. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, thank you, Maureen. And really, brochures are looking great. And I hope that all people whose pictures are missing will send the information really very soon, because we need to finalize this by the end of January and move with the printing issue. So please send your information to Maureen as soon as possible. And really appreciate the organizing committee support and work. People are, this is a great team, just to highlight that. And any questions related to showcase? Any questions? I don't see any hand raised. So we'll move to agenda item 8. The multi-stakeholder forum in Singapore, and Holly, you also would like to add some other topics as well. So please, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Holly Rice, for the record. Actually, there are two items. The multi-stakeholder group was originally going to do consumer metrics, but way back in September, the board announced a very limited terms of reference for what they were going to do, which meant that the interest and importance of that particular topic rather disappeared. So, Hong, you will be really pleased. What I have done and what I'm happy to work with you, Hong, particularly, and Cheryl on, is instead having two related topics. One is the privacy policy issue. That is, the discussions are going on, and I have to say, being part of that working group, the discussion, the mailing list is pretty hot, if I can say. There's some quite divergent and perhaps acrimonious views on that one. The related topic is the EWDG, the expert working group. Carlton is a member of that. And so what I've started to talk to is talk to Carlton, but also talk to Don Blumenthal, who is the chair of the privacy proxy group. I started to talk to other people, Michele Nylon, who some of you may know, is already sort of thinking he will be involved because he's actually on both working groups. So it's going to be a really interesting 2 hours with a lot of related discussion, not only about privacy proxy, but those related issues that are being addressed in another way in the expert working group. The other working group, session that will happen, and it will happen right before the multi-stakeholder forum, is a topic that came up just on the mailing list with Patrick. It's TOR, and it stands for what, the Onion Route or Router. Anyway, it's sort of technical, and you would think it's not interesting, but it's actually very interesting because it's sort of domain names that aren't domain names, if I can put it that way. And the two people who will be who are co-chairs, will be Patrick, who is actually the head of SSAC, Garth Bruin, who some of you may know, and it will be chaired by Evan Lubowich, and it's going to be, I think, a very interesting session. So it's going to be kind of 3 solid hours of some pretty interesting talk that I'm really looking forward to, and I hope you can all attend. Any questions? Oh, and I'm not speaking loudly enough again. Sorry. Now, does anybody have any questions? Because Cheryl and Hong particularly, I'm really interested that you find privacy proxy an issue, and I'd really like to hear from you as to what topics should be covered in the multi-stakeholder forum on privacy proxy, because that specification that actually was approved by the board in June is really bare bones. It's got very little detail on it, and that detail is being worked out in the working group. And I've got to say, it's just what the working group has done, where they're up to right now, is releasing a set of questions that they want the SO and ACs to reply to. And I think Singapore will be a terrific time for all of the people in the room to have a really important discussion on what the general answers of the community are. So any questions?
Yes, Hong has a question. So please, Hong.
Thank you. I have no question. I just want to support all these topics proposed by Holly, especially for the new one. It's not really new, but it's very much... to the community, not to the let alone the user community, this new privacy and the proxy services with accreditation. That's a very interesting idea. Well, I brought it up, but primarily because Asia-Pacific countries, many countries in this region, are building its privacy law. They're enacting new law or revising the old law. So that's very relevant to the law enforcement, law compliance obligation for the registry registrars operating in this community, and it's impacting the users' interest in these countries. So I said that I assume that will be a very interesting topic for discussion. So back to you.
Thank you, Hong.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Holly, and thank you, Hong. I'm expecting a really very important topic for discussion. And thank you for update. Anyone has a question related to this? No. So the next agenda item is the board candidate seat, 15 selection. So just a brief update. Without any names, this board selection committee completed its work, and there is a final slate of candidates which has been sent already to Tijani and his team, BMSTC team, and to Olivier, and the names will be discussed during today's ALAT call. As you may know, we are in the process of selecting the board of 15 board candidates, which is at large seat, and we are expecting to have the final name in April this year. So the name will be announced in April for this board candidate. Any questions on that? No, thank you. And the agenda item 10 is Atlas 2 in London and Aetherolo General Assembly. Agreed this update that we have finalized the list of Atlas 2, the airlessers who will be coming to Atlas 2, and we have all our airlessers registered and submitted their votes, so we are in good track. And we'll be holding our Aetherolo General Assembly there, as all our ALSs will be there. We already asked staff to allocate the 2 hour time slot for us. And I would like to ask also the ALSs to join the Atlas 2 working team. Please staff post the link to the wiki for everyone to get acquainted what is going to be in London. And yes, Maureen, if you have something to add, please.
Thank you. This is Maureen for the record. I just have one query, and it's probably to go to Olivier and to pass on, but we do have some ALSs who need to apply for a visa, and they need a letter of invitation, and we just want to make sure that those all the documentation that is required for a visa is available for the ALSs so that they can actually make those applications very shortly, because it's a very short time frame. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you. It's really very important, your participation, as Atlas 2 is gathering of all ALSs which we have within at large. Olivier, yes, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Sharanosh. It's Olivier speaking. Now, on the subject of visas, it's a recurring theme, and of course, it's very important. And our community is often very much affected by this. In general, the constituency travel are the people who deal with this if you have any problems. Does Heidi have any further information on this? Because what we have tried to do sometimes for those people that have had problems in obtaining the right letters and invitation letters, etc., the invitation letters are provided by the host of the meeting. But constituency travel would help. Otherwise, I'd say ask staff, the staff account, staff@atlarge.icann.org, and of course we'll have our staff trying to follow up as well and put pressure on constituency travel. But it's a recurrent problem.
Okay,
Thank you.
Thank you, Olivia. Cheryl, please.
Thank you, Cheryl, for the record. I am aware that constituency travel is aware, but I'm also aware they often do have things a little bit out of sync with the amount of time that is required for some of the countries, certainly in our region, to go through what can be quite protracted and in some cases quite complex visa process. So if I may, Olivier, could I suggest that we get Heidi and staff to make sure that there's a two-prong approach and that the Atlas II Organising Committee may perhaps approach someone appropriate in ICANN, and it would seem to me that this may even come in to the Regional Vice President for Europe's area of expertise, to have an ICANN letter-headed invitation letter available in advance of what may be a too little and too late host letter being worked out, unless they can assure us that the host letter can happen in time. And the other thing, of course, is that sometimes it's more appropriate, believe it or not, for some visas for some countries require more than just what would be done in normally a host letter, and that is a letter indicating that the traveller has their accommodation paid for and taken care of, that things like health insurance, in other words, repatriation, etc., is also in hand, etc., etc. Now, that goes way beyond host and very much back into the ballywick of constituency travel. But we do need to get on to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Olivia, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Sarinush. And thank you, Cheryl, for this reminder. Actually, I have already sent not only an email, but been in touch with an email exchange with Sally Costerton, who has taken on the lead of some of the organizational side of the London meeting. Certainly, with 160 at-large structures coming to the London meeting, it's one of our primary concerns, the issue of visas. There have been some calls that I have sent to Sally for the British government and the GAC representatives to be involved. The follow-up so far has been that Sally has been contacting several parties, including constituency travel and so on, and things have somehow gone into the ICANN nebula, and I haven't heard from them yet. I have followed up, and I haven't heard from her yet as well. I have heard from her, but she basically said she's waiting to hear some feedback from the rest of the team. So it's in progress. We still have several months ahead of us, but hey, months pass very, very quickly at this rate, and I will keep the pressure on Sally Costerton and her team. But there's very little more that we can do on our side. The response which was said, yes, oh, it's the host that does this at the moment, is of course a valid response, but at the same time, as Cheryl has mentioned, it's very important maybe for ICANN to go further than that and use ICANN letterhead, especially for all of our travelers that will be funded. So in progress, and let's continue pushing on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivia. And just to let everyone know that registration for London is open now, but the letters are not issued, invitation letters are not issued yet. So hopefully with the pressure from our people there and with the support of Olivia, we'll soon have all this set and looking forward to see all our letters in London. Our last agenda item is just provide information that on February 26th we'll have our next monthly call, and staff will send a doodle to identify the time for that. Cheryl, please, you have your hand raised.
Thank you. This for that, and my battery is about to run out. Two things. We don't usually change the time all that often with AP Rallo calls, and I'd encourage us to not constantly doodle and change time. The UTC time that we're pretty happy with, unless something exceptional happens, should probably be stuck with. But as I would suggest, at that time, at that day, a number of us may be at the Apricot meeting in Malaysia, now in Kuala Lumpur, and I was wondering if it might be possible for those of us who are there to gather and perhaps do our part face-to-face as we join the normal monthly AP Rallo call. And to that end, I'll send a message to the list and see what we can sort out. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl, for bringing this up. So we may shift February 25th meeting as this will be Apricot. What is the end of Apricot event, Cheryl, if you are aware?
It doesn't end till the Friday. So you've got a week of workshop running in the week of the 18th, and then you've got a week of meetings starting in the week of the 24th. Running through to the end of the month, and then in the middle on the weekend you've got the AP Star retreat, which is a by invitation only event. But it means on the Tuesday of our normal meeting, a number of us may indeed be able to gather face to face. But it'll be
okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. So maybe we'll shift our next monthly call 1 week prior to February 25th, as this is the last call before Singapore.
No, no, don't move it.
No, no.
Leave it where it is. I was just suggesting leaving it where it is at the time.
Okay.
Those of us who are able to gather together can do so in Malaysia at the same time and dial in.
Okay, okay. So we'll keep our February 25th, and those people who will be in Malaysia, if possible, can join the call. We need to have that call because it's really the last call before Singapore, and it's a very important call for us to finalize all stuff taking place in Singapore. But thank you, Cheryl, for bringing this up. Any other business? Anyone would like to say something related to what has been discussed during our today's call? So if no, I just would like to thank everyone for your active participation, and also once again welcome our new LSs to Aotearoa, and just enjoy those who are enjoying their new year, and see you and talk to you next month.
Thank you
very much.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.
Bye for all. Thank you.